has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Well, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We've got with you today the other guy, Jake McMillan. Bradley Dean is actually in the middle of a presentation right now that he's doing for a high school group down here in southern Florida. A fantastic thing. You're going to follow this along on our Facebook. We do it every day. We're posting the pictures and giving the feedback and the response of just what's happening in sunny southern Florida. And I'll tell you what, like I tell everybody who lives down here, somebody's got to live here. Right now in Minnesota, I guess it's snowing, and that snow is turning into a large collection. All the snowmobilers are having a blast up there. But you know what? I think it's more important for us right now to struggle for the salvation of ultimately this country and this nation and all the ideals that you and I hold dear. So with that, I say welcome and follow us along. Tomorrow we're going to be back on the air live again with you. We have Representative Trey Gowdy that will be joining us for the first segment of next week's program. Importantly, you tune in for this because, as you all know, Bradley will ask the questions that need to be asked. We're not going to kowtow. We're not going to tip around. We want to get direct answers. Why in the world this administration has not been held accountable for its many crimes that are obvious and apparent to America as a whole? And it's done right out in the light. And so if we can't get that through our minds and our understanding of what's happening out there, we're in trouble. But you know what? I see patriots and Americans from all over the country right now that aren't settling for what's been given to them. And that's what we need to see. Folks, do you want to join us on our Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook? That's the best way to keep in touch with us. We're there on a weekly basis. We're talking about what we're up to. And as we say all the time, this is not talk radio. This is do radio. This is what we are literally doing for posterity and for generations to come. Now, one of the things that got Twittered this morning, you can find the Twitter handle at SOL Media, SOL Media 1, SOL Media 1. You can find that Twitter handle. Somebody Twittered us and said, y'all were just mentioned at Manatee County Tea Party meeting last night. We want you to come back. The response has been fantastic. I've been talking about it every single day of the week. But what's important to understand is that's the spirit that's driving and compelling. The hope that I get out of this is that multitudes of people are coming together on the ideals that all of us hold strong and all of us hold fast to. We all realize that we have no hope outside of those God-given values, those God-given liberties that each one of us hold dear. That is our hope. It seems so simple oftentimes. People don't understand, well, it can't be that easy. No, you forsake your God, you forsake your own mercy, your own peace, your own justice, your own righteousness. When you embrace that same God, the same things come back to you. That's where we settle in that which is good. As I said before, Saturday we're at the Tea Party Fort Lauderdale. Just last night we were actually at the Sebring Tea Party. You can follow along from the live tweeting that took place during that evening, some of the things that were spoken, some of the pictures that we're going to be sharing. Great group of people. A lot of these folks were from different areas all over the country. I'll tell you what, as they sat and intently listened, the feedback that we got afterwards was the fact that most of these people that came to this meeting were usually looking for the door right when it was time. Aurelia successfully managed to speak and exceed the time limit because of the message that's being shared, and they stayed locked in. Once he was done talking, every single event that we've got is a standing ovation. Why am I telling you these things? The reason I'm telling you it is because I want to reiterate, people are listening. There's a coming together. These ideals and these values come together, and when they come together, then there's power there. And we can centralize that strength. And listen, there is no strength outside of unity. There is no strength outside of unity. Unity brings the strength. Now, what you see in this administration, what you see going on with the Godless and American agenda that's happening to the country, there is no unanimity with them and the people. And so they're constantly needing to prop themselves up. As they prop themselves up, you can identify that they're weak. There is no hope in their agendas and what they do. Their only hope they have is that you capitulate or you won't move forward, which brings us to the topic of the show today. I want to speak about the conservative myth. What is a conservative? Does it actually even exist? Or is this just another label, as the left uses their label, the progressive, to make it sound good? Is that what politicians have been selling to the American people, that we're preserved, we're conservative? What is a conservative? Do they actually exist? And what are the powers that those in office right now, that you the people, we the people, have empowered to what? To ensure justice. To give us domestic tranquility, to ensure domestic tranquility, excuse me, and to bring forth those blessings of liberty that we have enjoyed for countless decades. Their purpose is to stand and protect those things. For this reason, governments are instituted among men to secure these rights that have been given by our God, by our Creator. Now, that's another reason you're going to want to listen tomorrow to the show, because Trey Gowdy is going to be on, and we're going to be talking about why in the world this Fast and Furious thing keeps spinning its wheels. They are Congress. They have the power. Their powers far exceed, according to the Constitution, that of the executive branch. The executive branch can bring down all the executive orders that it wants, but it cannot tell Congress what to do. Congress is you. And so you start realizing that, they're going to continue to do what they do. And going back to my point that I made at last, there's no unanimity between this agenda, the un-American agenda, and the people. They rely upon your submitting to what they say, and that is the only strength that they have. And if that's the only strength, then there is no power there. And if there is no power there, then guess what? The agenda can't move forward. Right now what's happening is I'm in a public school right now, and I'm speaking to you doing live radio. And in one of the classrooms, it's just amazing what public schools become compared to what it was when I was in school. And that was not that long ago. It was not that long ago at all. But here you have security. All the doors are locked. The children are quickly ushered out. We haven't had issues before Bradley spoke to this club here with the administration, everybody getting together. And what was the purpose of that? What was the purpose? Well, I'll tell you what the purpose is, folks. Because so many people have lying dormant for so long, now what happens is the other side feels emboldened. But you know what? This is a ministry that's not going to cut tail. It's not going to bow down. It's going to contend. And that's what we're doing today in Southern California. Southern California. We're just in Southern California. In Southern Florida.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is
is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, this is Jake, the other guy, broadcasting live from a public high school in southern Florida today. Bradley Dean is actually in the middle of doing an event right now for an American club, Boca Raton High School. And in delivering that, I talked a little bit in the first segment about how much things have changed over the years, how, you know, school systems have now become a system, and that's, yes, a system. We want to see the education and the teachers being empowered to give to students all over the country those things and those ideals that they know to be true and that they believe. But I don't see that happening so much anymore. There's so much systemology involved in this bureaucracy. And unfortunately, it's a bureaucracy that has been sold to the people emotionally, and as it is sold as an emotional ticket, then it garners support and wealth, and then as the bureaucracy continues to grow around it, then it becomes more about the consistency of the cash flow rather than the education of the students. And I do kind of say that most teachers, I will say, are not in that lot. I was on an airplane, we were in the business center a couple days ago talking to a gal who was printing off some things. We were getting ready for radio ourselves. She said she was a teacher. And I asked her, was she a member of the NEA? And she said, no, I'm not. I just don't believe in all the stuff that they push. I just can't, in good conscience, be a member of it. There's hope, folks. Many of you are entrenched right now in grassroots areas in your own personal lives where you can become effective. Right where you're at. So many people say, well, what do I do to transform this country? How do I change it? Look, you need to be salt and light right where you're at. A million little things makes more of an impact than one major thing, because those million little things will sustain the impact after it happens. One major impact can't sustain itself. Anyway, that's got it. As a matter of fact, in the Bible, it says, in your patience, possess your soul. It's a continuum. It's a continuing doing. If you look in the book of Revelations, what does the Lord say? For him that perseveres, what does that mean? It's a consistency in persevering and overcoming that which is hard, that which is difficult. When you do that, you receive the reward. Treasures that are worth anything take time. I'm sitting down here. This is hilarious. Forgive me. This is a sidetrack, but I'm looking out the window right now at the school, and I just saw a lizard run past. You know what? Lizards are reptiles, and I'm going to tie this in. It's going to make sense. I don't mean to bring you into Westfield. Lizards are reptiles. We at one time had dinosaurs on this planet. We still do. You watch Dr. Holman, DrDino.com. Dinosaurs are really reptiles. Reptiles don't ever stop growing. They consistently grow. Our faith needs to consistently grow just like that. Until the point, because the atmosphere was different as such before the flood in our country, in
on this globe, the atmosphere is different, where reptiles continue to grow and live longer. People lived longer. The Bible even talked about hundreds of years. Yes, it really did happen. And as that happened, those dinosaurs continued to get huge until now. We're saying, well, where do they exist? Well, they do. They're just on a smaller level now. And it seems like that's what happened after sin entered into the world. Well, now on a smaller level, we commune with God. But I will say this. The Bible says, greater things shall you do than I do, because I go to my Father. I didn't mean to lose you on my dinosaur analogy, but the point is I saw this lizard going by. That little lizard, give it enough time, it doesn't stop growing. Neither should your faith. You shouldn't put a cap on your faith of what you will believe God to do. We're in a public high school today. Bradley's speaking in a public high school today. Why? Because he didn't give up. He had countless schools say to us, or countless people say, you can't be in school. You can't share that message in school. That's history, bud. No, it's not even close to the case. Matter of fact, I was just in a history teacher's classroom. Just the other day, Bradley spoke at the Presbyterian Church, D. James Kennedy's church, and guess what happened? On the back wall, there's the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. There's a renaissance of this going across the country. Once the next generation gets that message and they continue to walk it out, guess what's going to happen? It's all over. It's all over for tyranny. You saw the column last week, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Of course it is. Why do we have liberty? Because of men and women who have resisted. Because of men and women who have resisted. So as we continue to move the law forward, we want you to be a part of this moving forward. And in that moving forward, you can follow us on Facebook at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or the Facebook icon, I'm saying, that is right on the homepage as an app. Also, too, you can follow with us in your support. If you want to support this generation, you feel it's good seed worth sowing into, and I believe it is. That's why I've committed my life to this. That's been my donation my entire life. Help us reach that generation, because there's countless in that generation that need to see that you do care. And that's by reaching out. That's by stepping up. That's being salt and light in your own respective area. We got this email yesterday. Hey, y'all, I had the honor of meeting and hearing the great message by Bradley Dean. I got the honor of meeting and hearing the great messages by Bradley Dean and Jake here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I was truly inspired and thankful we have this awesome organization behind us all in our fight to regain liberty, truth, and God in our country. It's your fight, folks. It's not just ours. Thank you both. And your awesome staff. All my friends here on Facebook need to check out the message. Also, look into the other great groups and ministries that are going on. Iceman, a.k.a. Snake. I love reading that. Why? Because he said, I'm already sowing, I'm already plowing, and I've identified that that's exactly what you guys are doing, and I respect that, and I'm so happy that God connected us with each other. That's what everybody should be saying throughout the country, because Bradley says multitudes of times, you can go down to the grocery store, you can talk to most families and family development, and understand that everybody is saying the same thing. Everybody desires the same thing. We want peace. We want prosperity. We want godly values in our society and for our families. Who doesn't? That's why G-rated movies go through the roof when it comes to the sales of movies. And R-rated movies plummet on average. Because people want, and not just accepting what's being shoved down their throat. They can't spoon-feed it to you, then they try to incentivize it. Unfortunately, that's where America has come to in this day and age, is the incentivizing mentality, the entitlement mentality. But I want to say this, because I want to break into this discourse. It's called the conservative myth. Neither the president or Congress are authorized to spend money from the Treasury for things like health care. For things like bailing out auto corporations and corporations, private enterprise. The government's not authorized by the Constitution to do that. I want to bring you as a lesson, and we are going to do a constitutional course. It starts in 2 weeks. I believe it's in 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. You can find that information on our website on the lower right-hand side of sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a Constitution course. Click on it. It's a 12-week course. We graduate you. It's accredited. Accredited by folks from all over the country. Endorsed by numerous people. Presidential candidate 2004, Michael Anthony Peruca, and the Institute on the Constitution is the one who produces these classes, and we teach them, we instruct them. Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution lists 18 specific areas where spending is authorized, and only if it's for, guess what, the general welfare. So many people get all messed up here. Oh, well, you know, it's for the general welfare. It's to help. You see, our idea of welfare is giving a check to somebody, or somebody who's poor, or somebody who can't work. That's welfare. That's just welfare. Your welfare means what? Well, I'm doing well. I'm faring well. Oh, welfare could include protection. Sure it could, because that keeps me in good welfare. If you look at general welfare in that clause, Article 1, Section 8, unless the money that Congress takes through taxes, they receive through taxes, is given to everybody for the general welfare, guess what? It's unconstitutional. Well, now you're saying to yourself, well, gosh, there's hundreds, there's thousands, there's tens of thousands of programs I know out there that are federally funded that are unconstitutional. And I would say, yes, you're exactly right. Well, if that's the case, then how does it continue to go on? And I'll tell you, it's through passivity. You're not reacting, you're not standing up. We have a group that brought us into this school again in southern Florida, Boca Raton, called the American Club. And during this group, when they had set it up, I talked to the gentleman who actually heads up this particular program. And he said, you know what? I just felt that I needed to stand for something on campus. And stand he has. The kid gets persecution constantly. He's just a regular kid. He's got, I think, 16, 17. He wants to stand for American ideals. He wants to stand for the Constitution. He wants to stand for things that his grandfather and grandfathers of all of us have stood and risked their lives for, at the threat of losing their lives. That's all he wants to stand for in his school. And guess what, folks? He's standing. But going back to Article 1, Section 8, you all say with me, well, there's thousands of unconstitutional things. Yeah. What are the people doing? Because I know a 16-year-old kid right now that is standing for him. And not only is he standing, but he's willing to take the heat and the flak for it. How is that possible? When you have countless tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of adults looking to their posterity. If you read the beginning of the Constitution, we know why our founders gave us this Constitution. To ensure domestic tranquility. What was the purpose of it? We, the people of the United States, in order to form more perfect union. Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. They want to secure those blessings to posterity. Why? Because they love. How can we stand back, not do our part? When I'm in a public school right now, a 16-year-old junior who stands up and says, I want to do my part in my school. No excuse for it. It's unacceptable, folks. And that's why you, as sons and daughters of liberty, that's why us, we're going to continue to move the ball forward, because there is hope and there is light. Behind every cloud, there is a sun. And the sun is always shining upon those that are willing to take God at His word. We'll be right back in the next segment with the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, thank you for tuning in, where you get your dose of what and how we should do. And I'm telling you what, right now, we've got some circumstances happening right now. I'm actually broadcasting out of a public school down in southern Florida. We've been touring for the past week. And, boy, we got a group of kids down here that is willing to stand. You're going to get more on this tomorrow. I want you to tune in because it's going to be important for you to hear what happened in this public school. Many of you know the situation with Dunkerton. Was blowing that in the wind. We ended it with a victory because the righteous would stand. But I'll tell you what, those bullies out there, if you want to call them anything, they're the antithesis of righteousness and truth. And yet they have the nerve to call other people bullies for pointing out their unrighteousness. The ACLU, you name it, there's a number of different organizations that are more than happy to stand against groups like ours. And folks, there is some crazy things happening right now in this school, not only with us, but with also the students. I want you to tune in tomorrow because you're going to love it. We're going to take you through it. This is what we got to do is bring resolve. You've got to be willing to stand. And as I said in the last break, when we talked about the Constitution, the general welfare, why they promoted the general welfare, what is the general welfare, and how Article 1, Section 8 titles out everything that we've talked about, there is no debate, period. If you cannot justify a bill put forth, if it's nowhere in the laws and it's not birthed from the laws that have been established as the seedbed of this nation, that being number one, a Declaration of Independence, why we have a government, why they're instituted, giving the purpose of government, and then number two, what are the rules of the government, that being in the Constitution, all formulated perfectly well. If it's not in there, it's illegal, unlawful, un-American, and those that promulgate it and perpetrate it are no different than criminals. Oh, well, we do it ignorantly. Well, you better get smart before you take that oath of office and put your hand on that Bible, Mr. Representative. You better know the oath that you're taking.
Oh, well, an oath's no big deal. I've been divorced 6 times, and, you know, I've filed bankruptcy on my businesses multiple times. You know what, folks? I wish I could say that's not the tragedy of who's serving you right now in Congress, but a lot of those guys, that is a tragedy. Oh, well, and then pretty soon when you realize that, oh, well, you know, I broke my covenant to my wife because that's my word, then you wonder how they could put their hand on the Bible and swear an oath to the living God who sees all things, and they couldn't make a fleshly relationship in their own lives work for reasons of infidelity. Nobody's that weak. I read a commentary by Martin Luther. So the great myth of all the ages, one of the great myths, I should say, is that, well, you know, I was made a person, and God made me this way, and he knew that I would sin. Therefore, it's God's fault that I sin. And Luther quickly rebuts, God never forced any man to sin.
We sin when we're drawn away of our own type. We're enticed by our own lust. That's when we sin. And you know what the greatest sin is? To bring us right back to where we need to be is inaction. Any plan that the federal government involves at all in the delivery of financing of health care is socialist and therefore American. Pick your topic, folks. Anything that's not for the general welfare. The general welfare is for each one of us equally. Our military protects each one of us equally. Federal government protects the borders of us so that we don't have an invasion of outside forces onto our ground. That affects us all equally because it affects us as America. When you start to getting into specific welfare, which is exactly what we're talking about, specific welfare, when the government starts to dive into that, the specific welfare, as it becomes specific, now becomes what? It becomes a weapon. Because what it does is it takes away from the welfare of others to protect certain classes. And that's why certain classes are targeted and polarized by different political campaigns, because they see them as their battering ram. Folks, you can't batter ram God. And I really want you to know and think on that realm and on those terms. You can tell the badness happening. Bradley, the other day, just ixnayed a handful of people because they kept preaching hopelessness. What is that hopelessness? Well, they kept talking about things that were true. Sure they are. They were talking about all the bad things that are happening and how evil seems to be sustained and promoted and propagated. And we can learn everything about all the evil that's out there. But where's the resolve? You can't batter-ram God. I don't care if a million Muslims, if that's what you want to say the enemy is, or the GLBT lobby, if that's what you want to say the enemy is, or crooked politicians, if that's what you want to say the enemy is. You can pick it. Pick it, folks. God is bigger than all of it. And we are blood-bought with a redemptive sacrifice given to us by whom? Our Creator. It says in the Declaration of Independence, because our founders were so willing to fight for this, they said, and for the support of this declaration, before they signed it, folks, they counted the cost. They just talked about politicians who put their hand on the Bible and swear an oath to their Creator and to the people they serve. And they betray it on a daily basis, folks. And they betrayed it before they took the oath. What makes us think that all of a sudden they're going to change their mind and become better and righteous now after they take it? Well, let's just give them the power and then hopefully it'll change. That sounds like suicide to me. It's like seeing a criminal break into your house and you have a gun to him. He doesn't. He has a knife. And the criminal says, well, boy, you know, I realize I did wrong breaking into this house right now. Sure you did, because you got a gun pointed at. And that's called the vigilance of a society over those that serve them, we the people. That's your gun, folks. I'm not talking about a physical gun, but if it comes to that, you've got one. That's why you have a Second Amendment. So the criminal says to you, well, you know, let's talk about this. Why don't I right now swear an oath to you? Let's get a Bible. Let's get the family Bible out. He pulls it off the shelf. I put my hand on the Bible. I swear to you that I will protect and defend your household. Yeah, I know, folks. You can't forget he just broke into the house with a knife, willing to kill you if he needs to at force to steal from you. But he's now swearing an oath on the Bible. And you say to him, wow, gosh, you must have had a change of heart. You must have really changed. As a matter of fact, you've changed so much that not only do I believe you'll protect my house, I'm going to give you my gun to do it. Oh, well, you're an idiot, Jake. Of course I am if I'm willing to do that. It's no different, folks. When somebody steps into office, they assume for themselves consolidated power of the people. Are we supposed to now trust in those same people that have broke their oaths all the way up to when they get in office, thinking they're going to have a change of heart, thinking if we give them more power, they will change, thinking if we give you more money as a federal government, that you're going to actually fix things? Well, that's not the purpose of government in the first place. Many of our conservatives, and we're down in Florida right now, and this Marco Rubio seems to be the poster boy for, and I will say it because it is true, the establishment. I don't see anybody bagging on this guy. Oh, well, the left bags on him all the time. I don't bag on everything. That's part of the game. Don't you ever watch WWF wrestling? The two guys are yelling at each other, screaming at each other because they're about to wrestle. After they wrestle, they already know which one's going to win before they even start wrestling. And as they get pinned to the mat and they get up and they scream at each other a little bit more to keep the hoorah going on, and guess who plays the dupe? Everybody in the audience, because after they're done, they go and they get a steak dinner and they split the money. This is all about pushing the agenda forward. Well, you've got this particular gentleman down here in Florida, Marco Rubio. You think he's conservative because you're conservative and you want to believe in a candidate. Folks, I want to too. I wouldn't say that the Ron Paul thing was much of a blow to me because I saw little things of it before. We've had him on the radio program. I've had the chance to ask him point blank specific questions about Christianity and its realm and its jurisdiction in government. And frankly, I was completely unimpressed by the way that he handled it or he spoke of it. And now you have Rand Paul. You have different people that stand up on these certain topics, folks. Keep your gun in your hand. When criminals break into your house, they don't have a change of heart all of a sudden. What they see and they notice is that you have a gun. That's the change of heart that they have. But that is not a change of heart that can be trusted now to give your power over to them. And, of course, you wouldn't continue to do that because in this day and age, what we have right now in our society and the way that we walk things out is a whole different set of rules, a whole different set of concepts.
Can you tell me when I'm on the radio right now?
There's a gentleman here. I'm actually in the school doing the radio. He's doing security right now, and he's asking me to leave the building here. So I'm going to keep working through this because we've got at least another 15 minutes left on the show. The end of the Constitution, the end of the Declaration of Independence says this, and for the support of this Declaration, with a firm reliance upon the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Can you say the same, folks? I can say it. I'm sitting in school right now. We've just been asked now. We have to leave. We've got 5 minutes left, and we've got to be out of here. I don't know what's so strange about our message. Seems pretty American to me. I'm being facetious, of course. I know exactly what's going on. We're not stupid. We don't play naive. And folks, when your right and your values are being attacked, what do you do? When somebody breaks into your home with that knife, that's all they got, folks. A knife is no comparison to the power that you hold within yourself. This is not revolutionary speaking. When the government puts you in that type of position, they are the revolution. That's why the Bible says resistance to tyrants. What does the Bible say? Not the Bible. What have men of old and founders of old said resistance to tyrants? What does the Bible say when you see the devil? Just resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw an eye unto God and he will draw an eye unto you. There's the key steps right there. Resistance and drawing an eye. Do we resist and draw an eye to our guns? No. We have guns because God has allowed that. We resist and we draw an eye unto our God. He gave us the ability, he gave us the right to defend ourselves. Do we resist and then draw an eye unto our favorite talking head? No. Do we resist and draw an eye unto a political party? No. We resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Draw an eye unto God, and he will draw an eye unto you. Folks, this nation has not seen yet, in these past few decades, what God will do on a people that will submit themselves to him and his will, and will do just as our founders did, for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance upon the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. Martin Luther King Jr. said it best, when the people get caught up with that which is right, the premise of your stance has to be right. Who's the right? God. And they're willing to sacrifice for it. There is no stopping point short of victory. No stopping point, folks. Don't follow us. The Sons of Liberty are not stopping. Let's follow Christ together, and let's see the victory that the Word promises. We'll be right back after this break for the last segment of the Sons of Liberty.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, we're back again, folks. Again, we're in southern Florida right now. Now, the location where we've been doing radio from, as I said, was in a particular building. Well, they have, we've had to move situation here. We've been escorted out. So I want to leave you with, and I forgive me, I really do apologize for this, but we have a pre-record for the last segment here, so I wanted to give you all the heads up. But that's what's going on. Follow us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And stay tuned. Tomorrow we have Representative Trey Gowdy right at the top of the hour, the very first segment. So tune in right away, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central Time with the Sons of Liberty. Follow us on Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com. God bless you all, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
You see the parallel. They act very similar once we know. They like to attack people as they cry victim. And again, here's totalitarianism. And friends, I cannot tell you this enough, because once you finally begin to understand how these people operate, it's all over for them, because then you begin to look into the facts. But the only way that it happens is if you let them push you back. The only way that this happens is if you tuck tail and run. You have to stand up. So, in saying all that to say this, I have Heather here. We just did a little project just this week, because I noticed that Wiki likes to send referrals over to my website, and I'm very thankful for that, because now we have the opportunity to show everybody who Jimmy Wales really is. Because all of the misinformation, you know, the omissions and just a little bit here and a little bit there. And, well, we don't want to tell too much of the story, because if we do, then people really might like Bradley Dean and You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide, and what they do in high school assemblies, because we've done 340 in 22 different states across the country, for those that didn't know. And so in saying that, again, I got Heather with me right now. Heather, can you share with everybody as to what we're dealing with? Because we get a lot of hits from Wiki, and what we're doing is we're taking advantage of that and showing people who Jimmy Wales really is when they're getting their half-truths on my ministry.
That's correct. So if you go to our website, youcanruninternational.com, look at the homepage news item. It's called Caution About Disinformation. That is purposed information that is not correct. It's deliberately false, and it's found on Wikipedia when you Google search, or you search on Wikipedia for You Can Run International or Sons of Liberty Radio or Bradley Dean. They have purposely twisted everything. Everything, almost all of the articles on there go back to independent liberal blog sites that have no credibility whatsoever. And so we put that on there, and we thought, if you want to check it out and you want to find out the real information about Jimmy Wales, the founder of Wikipedia, we have a couple of links on there.
Can you go ahead and read our disclaimer, please,
Sure.
Heather, because this is great stuff, friends. Jimmy Wales with Wikipedia has given us the opportunity to pull the cover off publicly as we were under attack by him. So what we decided to do, just like the radical homosexuals, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center, friends, just let them attack, and then when they do attack, pull the curtains back. As the Lord says, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. If we keep the commandments and the judgments of the Lord, he said you will prosper in righteousness, and this is how you do it. What's that disclaimer say, Heather?
Well, I'm still waiting for it to pull up here online, but it's information about You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International and Bradley Dean. Found on Wikipedia is inaccurate. Wikipedia is known for consistently defaming organizations and people who hold traditional American values. It should also be noted that numerous independent blog sites found on the Internet have no credibility and should not be trusted as a source of accurate information about You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International or Bradley Dean. For more information about our organization, please contact us directly. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Isn't it absolutely, I know you're only halfway there, but isn't it amazing that... When you're in colleges or schools and someone says Wiki, everybody just discredits it right away.
Yeah.
But it's what's so hypocritical about all of this is that people still go to Wiki to see what the left is saying about them, and then they have the audacity to question you for the disinformation given on your ministry.
The fifth most visited website in the world.
Yes.
Sick.
Well, people like the lie. They live off the lie because then it gives them something to talk about.
So it continues. While you are here, please take the opportunity to read the following article by former DOJ investigator Dr. Judith Reisman, and she wrote an article titled, Who is Afraid of Bradley Dean? In the article, Reisman states, quote, Jimmy Wales, Wikipedia's creator, originally made his living off a website that earned revenue from pornography traffickers.
Say that again, please, and say it slow.
Jimmy Wales, Wikipedia's creator, originally made his living off a website that earned revenue from pornography traffickers.
Quote. Unquote, quote, in the article, my friends, WorldNet Daily.
And we'll continue her quote. It says, Wales's cult of far leftist volunteer editor zealots labor minute by minute to mislead readers who think Wikipedia's half-truth and worse are a legitimate, quote, encyclopedia. To find out more about Wikipedia's founder, Jimmy Wales, please read, and you guys can Google search this, Here's Your Correction, Wikipedia Founder. Or again, go to youcanruninternational.com and click on the home page news item called Caution About Disinformation. You can see all of the information right there.
Absolutely. Now, friends, that's what you have to do. You don't just sit down and let them roll over the top. Let me say this again. Mark Potok, Director of Stupidity at Southern Poverty Law Center, he said, quote, unquote, sometimes the press will describe us, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but it was my understanding that they were actually defending themselves from a criminal mentality that they themselves exemplify. So who's carrying this attitude, friends?
Yeah.
Again, definition, totalitarianism. Totalitarianism.
I think a great example of this, is when we sat down, we had the time to sit down with Joseph Farah, and he told us a story about when when he worked out on the West Coast, out on the left coast, as they call it now. I don't know if it was Sacramento or San Diego, but he worked for a paper, and there was an abortion protest, or there was a group of people that were protesting abortion at this particular clinic. Well, the folks, the thugs that they hired to go out there and beat up, and literally, I'm saying that as a fact, they would beat up abortion protesters. It was the Black Panthers. So there was a particular woman. She was kind of short, thick, stocky, and she was out there that particular day, and Joseph couldn't believe that this was actually happening, so he went down to find out for himself. He brought his glasses and all that good
stuff. Really? He went to check it out for himself?
This is real media.
You mean it didn't come through Sarah and Jane and Matilda and Hermes? and all these other people. No, it's okay to laugh. No. It is. Because this is how
no
stupid
here.
People act.
So Joseph goes down there to find out, you know, do they really beat up abortion protesters? I can't believe this. So he goes out and he holds a sign and they kind of coach him and say, you know, stay away from the, you know, the folks over there. And as he's protesting, a woman comes up to him, grabs his sign, throws it on the ground, starts beating him, like literally punching him. He had to take off his glasses to protect his face because he was schooled not to retaliate back. They had this on videotape, and the woman starts crying. What did she cry out? Like, racist or something like that? Stop hitting me, she said.
Yep.
She
was the one that
him.
Was hitting him as she was decrying
all on film.
The fact that she was being hit.
That's right.
All on film. That's exactly
all
right.
On film.
You have to have a camera everywhere you go, friends. You really do.
So he finally manages to get himself away from her. Scratches all over his face. His glasses messed up. Everything like that. Goes back to his newspaper, and he says, man, boss, you'd never believe what just happened here. So they published the story. Next thing you know, this group, this Black Panthers type organization, sues the newspaper for what just happened. Bring in high power attorneys.
Yep.
It got thrown out of court on the behalf of Joseph Farah because he went to the DA. He went to the district attorney and said, man, you guys got to check out this story. Look what just happened to me. I got the video. They said, we're not touching this.
Yep, yep.
You're not touching it. This person clearly victimized me.
Yeah.
But she was trained in her training, because they are trained, to cry victim while she's beating him up.
That's right.
As though it was an act of self-defense.
Yep.
Long story short,
Southern Poverty Law Center, American Civil Liberties Union, friends, separate folks, you can go down the line, atheist, communist organizations, and when you look behind, pull the curtain back, that's exactly what every one of them are.
Yep.
And what they
they're
stand for is to destroy who we are and the Constitution of the United States, one nation under God. Yep. And as long as, friends, you remember you're one nation under God, where you derive your rights, not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God, do you derive your rights,
right.
You'll win the day.
Amen.
I didn't say it was going to be easy. I didn't say it was going to be without scars or bruises. I said, you're going to win the day as long as you stay the course.
Yep.
I want you to listen carefully because MLK rightly said this, and it was great when he said it. He said that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. I'll say it again. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. That proves the man, friends. One more point. We're going to talk about the SPLC a little bit more tomorrow, the real hate group. Sheriff John Cook from Weld County, Colorado, said the Southern Poverty Law Center, who labels anyone its officials disagree with politically as hate groups, holds no credibility. Okay, everybody with me on that? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure, because I'm making faces at the camera right now, and pretty soon Heather's going to be posting those faces. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do, and we will talk to you.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.